fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Thursday, the 21st day of December. The purpose of the day is to get and read the following book. I'll say the title twice slowly. Here it is. The Secret of the Ages by Robert Collier. I say again, The Secret of the Ages by Robert Collier. There was a TV miniseries done in the 1980s. It might have been the 80s. It was in the 90s, I believe, the late 1990s. I don't know, recall the specific date. Titled The Secret. Oprah Winfrey was one of the featured speakers in it. The entire miniseries was based on this book. They don't mention the book because they had products they wanted to sell you. But I determined the title of the book. I got the copy of it. I've read it. And quite frankly, it can be a life-changing matter. It will give you the information you need to unleash the true power that we have as human beings. I'll say the title one last time. The Secret of the Ages by Robert Collier. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Brady. Brady is the production engineer over at Liberated Rocket Heaters in beautiful downtown Berg, Missouri on Old Route 66. I'm the executive vice president of the company, and we manufacture wood-burning stoves that have no smoke. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us, sir. We have a caller from the last hour that has a comment for us. We got Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, John. I was just hoping to give a musical suggestion, and that was I sent you the email regarding this lady I just discovered, and I've hung out with opera singers, but I'd never heard her sing before. Her name is Leontine Price, L-E-O-N-T-Y-N-E Price, and it is stunning to hear her voice. And I sent you this short clip of the interview with her Met performance on it, the Kennedy Center Honors. And Oh Holy Night, and it came recommended on a comment on a music video I was looking at, and I was like stunned last night. And I gave it to 2 Italian men; they're older from Boston. Both of them were like stunned; they've never heard anything like it either. So I just wanted to say, to everyone, look her up; she's amazing. And Leontine Price, she just got a beautiful testimony, and she's from Laurel, Mississippi. So maybe your deputy there already knows about her. But it was so beautiful. So over the holidays, if you get bored during the break, right, put on some great music like that because it's soul-touching. And then the other one is Gavro, the little boy. He's about 2 years old now. He's been playing the piano, learning from his sister's classical piano, G-A-V-R-I-L-L. You can just put in Gavro piano on YouTube, and it is amazing. And he's just, he can't even talk. And when his sister stops playing, he'll like, make, please, play more of her hands. And he himself is now playing. It's amazing. So those are just two little uppity music things I thought to mention to people while Dr. Horowitz was on. And I was a little late calling. So thank you for taking my call, and have a great day.
Okay, Catherine. Thank you for that.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Well, Brady, we have no show next week, so the next time you and I talk on live on air, it'll be January 2024, won't it, sir?
It's kind of a terrifying thing to think about, not just because of how old it means I'll be, but, you know, yeah, it's definitely, like, crazy to sort of see how fast everything flew by, so...
Well, the whole concept of age and so forth is a moving target. I've told this story before, but it might be a good time to tell it again. So it's 1972, I think it was. I was already out of the Army. I was probably, 23, 24 years old. And I'm in college waiting for a class to start. The instructor was late, and so we're standing in the hallway with all the students, with the door being locked, and I'm standing next to this 18-year-old co-ed, and I'm telling her that the coming weekend I'm going scuba diving and camping, and she looks at me just as serious as can be, and she says the following, Brady: "You mean you can still have fun?" I was about ready to smack her. But the opinion of this 18-year-old co-ed was that by the time you were 23 years old, you were too old to have fun anymore.
Yeah. Well, I've definitely encountered this a lot with particularly like some of your inventor types, but there's a lot of people out there that sort of think that, you know, everything sort of stops once you hit 30. And it's just like, you know, if I haven't done it by the time I'm 30, then like it's far too late to ever do it at all. And it's just like, there's a lot of other important things that you should be sort of concerned with, like prior to 30, like getting established and sort of getting your life set up. But, you know, hey, what do I know?
Well, I know. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's by the time the commercials are out, it's about 24 minutes a week to talk about a very unique product. We're in wintertime right now. It's not officially winter. First day of winter is coming up soon. Do you know what the first day of winter is? It's the winter solstice. Anyway, I think it's the 21st of December, if I'm not mistaken.
It's the 21st or the 22nd, yeah. And it marks the longest night of the year. Yeah,
exactly. Anyway, it's wintertime in much of the country. I'm heating my home with the Liberator rocket heater. I have my choice of burning regular firewood, which could be hardwood or pine, because we can safely burn the conifers, softwoods, pine and cedar and so forth. And I use wood pellets for the convenience. It's very convenient to burn the wood pellets. I burn one bag per 24 hours. Keeps the home warm and cozy. And as I said a moment ago, this wood-burning stove has no smoke. You know, it never occurred to me before I became familiar with Liberator rocket heaters that such a thing was even possible. There are a couple other stoves that do this, but they cost twice as much and have electronics, where ours are very reasonable cost-wise and have no electronics, do they, Brady?
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. And, you know, I've been explaining to some folks over some email, a couple of potential customers and a couple of people who have already bought it and sort of trying to get it set up and installed and operating correctly. And, a lot of people, you know, they seem to think that, okay, well, because it can burn pellets, you know, I've got to use a direct vent or something like that, which is where you just like pipe it out of the wall. And I'm like, actually, no, that, I mean, you can pipe it directly out of the wall, but you still have to go up, right? If you don't want to cut a hole in your roof, you can cut a hole in the wall and then basically do your vertical rise on the outside of the building. But it still has to go up. The pellet stoves that use the direct vent sort of stuff are all electronic. They have an auger that sort of pre-measures the amount of fuel, and then they have a fans that blow at a preset speed and sort of control the air fuel mixture, which gives you sort of a direct thing. But because they have the fans, they have no need to sort of set up an artificial draft, or they create an artificial draft and they have no need for a natural draft. Right. You know, this is something that's important to sort of note with the Liberator. But here's the thing is, like, sure, it's a little bit more intensive of an install, but once it's installed, it is like pretty much hassle free in operation. You know, you get all of your hard work done in the early part, and then, you know, you're pretty much done in the later part. You know, once it's set up, it's set up, and you pretty much know, you know, what you need. You know, okay, if it's in the teens or 20s outside, I want to use this much fuel. If it's colder than that, let me add a little bit more. You know, and it's really nice, comforting sort of feeling of security to know, just especially once you've had some experience operating one, just how little effort is really, you know, it really takes to sort of you know, keep your home warm. You know, it's hot, it's clean, you know, and you know, it really is just sort of the peace of mind and security of knowing that you've got those sorts of things taken care of. And
absolutely. Well, I just got a note handed to me by my wife. Today is December 21st. Today is the shortest day of the winter. Today is the winter solstice.
Yes.
So, thank goodness. The days start getting longer beginning tomorrow, don't they?
I guess that would be the translation of that, or the
absolutely
equivalency is, you know, after tomorrow morning, it will, you know, the days are going to get longer, and you know, we'll gradually start to warm up a few months from now. So
absolutely. Well, I'm not aware of any other way, unless you're burning firewood that you you know, you gather and cut and split yourself. I'm not aware of any other way to heat your home for less than $4 a day by burning a bag of wood pellets. Is there another way to keep your home warm for less than $4 a day, other than cutting and splitting your own firewood?
You know, it's. I would go back to the time versus money thing. You know, you can get pretty much anything done for, you know, a quote unquote no money, but you know, it's going to take a lot of your time and energy to sort of do that. I haven't used every other pellet stove out there. I have no idea, you know, what they are capable of, but as a general rule, pretty much anything that is, you know, created artificially, right, with the blowers and such, you're not going to be able to get the same, you're definitely not going to be able to get the same sort of burn efficiency out of them. You know, absolutely. which is why, like, you know, we are ranked number 3 by the EPA. And, you know, the two that beat us by 0.01 grams per hour of particulate matter emission. It's really sort of a no contest, because, I mean, what is, you know, that's what, 10 milligrams? You know, I swallow more than that in pills in the morning. So, yeah, we are, you know, far and away. I mean, we're at the top when it comes to overall efficiency. So, I mean, that's really all that there is that can be said about it, I guess.
Right. Well, we have stoves for sale. We have stoves available already crated up in beautiful handmade wood crates that will survive the trip to your home. Our private trucking company, they will not deliver until they verify that somebody's waiting to take delivery, will they?
Yeah. So all of our freight partners, you know, it's one of the things that we actually make sure is that they schedule a delivery appointment, you know, and so they will, you know, wait until they can get a hold of you and make sure that, you know, everything's sort of there. Because, I mean, you know, especially this time of year, you know, the holidays, like, plans change all the time. You know, sure, some of your plans have been made since, you know, Thanksgiving and stuff, but, you know, something happens, something comes up. And so, you know, things change around. And if, you know, in the handful of days from when, you know, we get your stove out to when it shows up in your area, you know, if it's like, okay, well, something came up and, you know, we need to push it back a day or two, that's generally not a problem. If there's something wrong with the delivery area or whatever, and, you know, say, you know, you live on a back hill behind a mountain or something like that, and you're worried about the truck being able to get there, then sure, you can have it delivered someplace else. You know, we've had a number of people have it, they'll have it delivered to their work and then just, you know, throw it in their truck on the way home. They will, you know, meet them out in town, you know, at a large parking lot or something like that. That's sort of easy to sort of see what's going on. They will, you know, whatever it is that you want, you know, you can sort of set it up. So, we've even had a couple of customers basically say, you know what, I live on a farm, but I'm busy most of the time. Can you just drop it off? And we've even set that up. We generally don't like it because you really want to be able to look it over and make sure that, you know, when you sign for it, you know, there's no damages to it. But yeah, we've even had some people just say, you know what, just leave it at the front gate and, you know, I'll pick it up on the way home. So.
Well, we do our best to accommodate the needs of our customers, don't we, sir?
Oh, 100%.
Yep. And, well, I refer to you as a production engineer. On a football team, you'd be called the monster man. The monster man on a football team gets to go any place he wants to on defense to stop the ball of the offense. And it's hard to describe your job because you'll do a dozen different things in different areas of expertise any given day, won't you, sir?
Yeah, or I will spend all weekend thinking about a solution to a ongoing problem and then show up on Monday and Sky's just like, wait, change tack, you know, we're doing this now. And I don't even want to think about trying to count the number of times that has happened. So,
well, I've been to the factory and seen a multi-ton piece of equipment sitting there that Sky has found and bought for pennies on the dollar because the owners didn't know how to fix it. And it may be something as simple as a $1 or $2 fix to get this piece as what would be $50,000, $100,000 piece of equipment back in action, isn't it?
Oh, there's, so, I mean, yeah, I've come in and he's just like, oh, so we bought two CNC machines. We bought a monster of a press break. You know, one of those you know, it's turned out to be a little bit more trouble than it's actually been worth. And now we, you know, he sold it to somebody in Qatar on the other side of the world. And so I've been, trying to work on how to get that, packed up in a shipping container and moved around the world. you know, I've come in and tried to get these machines from 1990 to talk over the computer network to Windows 10. I've got a number of electronics projects for various other things that, and there's usually some kind of mechanical engineering involved in all of that as well. It's like, I've got to move a certain amount of wind speed or something like that. Yeah. And, you know, when it comes to machining, pretty much Sky or Phil or, you know, the guys that are there, but, you know, a lot of the other stuff will get, you know, handed off to me and just be like, here, figure this out. It's like, okay, well, let's go learn a new topic today because that's what I'm going to need to know in order to solve this problem. So,
absolutely. Well, the technology is on one hand is simple, but on the other, it's quite advanced. Human beings have been burning wood to stay warm for we don't know how long, tens of thousands of years. But this is a game changer. The ability to burn both safely, burn conifers as well as the hardwood such as oak, is a real game changer. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we have it tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings all the songs we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, just about wrapping up the last show of the year here for Liberator Rocket Heaters. And it's important to emphasize we have stoves in stock, ready for immediate shipment. We'll get them out as quick as we can, won't we, Brady?
Yes, that's definitely what we're working on. You know, we've been figuring out ways to sort of speed up the process since, working on the stuff last year. We've now got Star working with the company, you know, really helping me out in that department. And she's pretty on top of it. You know, every day she's, you know, checking the orders and creating the paperwork and doing all the double checks and making sure that they get where they need to go as quick as possible. So.
Absolutely. Well, that's our mission. Our mission is to get these stoves out to people all over the country, all over the world. We ship to a number of countries, don't we, sir?
Yeah, we've got them definitely in North America, United States, and Canada. Alaska. I would argue that in some respects that's almost its own country. But, you know, we've also pushed a couple of them across the pond over the Atlantic. And, you know, to some buyers, we had one of them go to South Africa. You know, that was an interesting one to figure out. But, yeah, it's, you know, definitely let us know and we can figure something out. So.
All right. All right. Well, thank you for being with us, Brady. Have a great Christmas and Happy New Year. And we'll see you the first Thursday of January, sir.
All right. Have a great one, John.
Okay. All right. Things are moving right along here. Just about to wrap up the year. Today is the shortest day of the year, the winter solstice. Beginning tomorrow, the daylight hours start getting longer. I'm ready for that. And I know I'm sure most of you are also. So far, it's been a pretty mild winter here and deep in the mountains in Missouri Ozarks. I got a note from one of our listeners in Chicago. He says, no white Christmas, and he's ready for that. I don't particularly care for snow myself. I've done pursuit driving in snow-packed, ice-packed roads. That's a challenge, to say the least. My surveillance vehicle had studded snow tires, and it was a challenge, to say the least. But I was able to pull that off. I'm not going to be doing that again. No, not this cowboy. But the new year brings hope. The new year brings new possibilities. The new year brings the... all the challenges of every new year. And as always, we encourage everybody to get their spiritual house in order, to be prepared for anything they want to throw at us. All these illegal aliens coming in constitute an army being inside our borders, ready to be activated if and when the order is ever given. Okay. We shall see. We shall see. New Year is right around the corner. Let's see. A week from today, we got not quite. We got about 10 days left in the year, counting today. 11 days left in the year. New Year's Day will be a week from this coming Monday. Pretty quick. We'll be off, no live broadcast all week next week. I'll make the best use of the time off and enjoy the archives. And if you like what you hear, please consider making a donation to Republic Broadcasting. We're not quite self-sustaining. We're working towards that goal, getting more advertisers. That's the key to it, is getting more advertisers and to pay for everything that goes on at Republic Broadcasting. Just go to the RBN website. To make your donation, you can make a donation right there at the website, or there's an address to mail a check or a money order, and get that money to us so we can keep this wonderful information going out to people all over the planet. So just do that if you feel moved to do so. We've got the bottom of the hour break coming up here momentarily. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. We'll get an update on what's going on with the energy cleaner and all the marvelous things the energy cleaner brings to the table. I use mine every night. I've been using mine every night for about 12 years. It's helped me to enjoy optimal health, give me more energy, and achieve the things that I want to achieve in life. You can do the same thing. And the Christmas sale on energy cleaners ends at midnight tomorrow night, the 22nd. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads, and an additional 10% off the entire order if you use PayPal. So that could be a nice savings for you there. So pay attention to what's going on. Keep your head on a swivel, as they say. Be politically active. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
States.
With
anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
On Christmas, how is Santa gonna use his sleigh? In case of rain, will there be a train to speed him on his way? If it doesn't snow on Christmas, how will Santa get around to us? If he breaks down on his way to town, will they let him use a bus?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. That's a Christmas song I haven't heard before. We have Patient Wayne and Green and my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom is the one and the only manufacturer of the energy cleaner. He does this all by himself, believe it or not. Has been doing so for, is it Tom, 23 years? 23 years, is that right?
Yeah, it'd be 24 years in March.
All right, 23 years, soon to be 24 years. And he manufactures the energy cleaner. When I ship these overseas, I write down on the customs forms a electronic healing device. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, John.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. This is the last show we'll do this year. We have off next week, sir.
Okay, well, then this is it for the year. Boy, this year's gone by fast.
Well, in about 12 hours or so, it will be the winter solstice. The shortest day of the year is this day. And beginning tomorrow, the 22nd day of December, the days start getting longer, don't they?
That's right. That's right.
I'm ready for it.
Same date in June. Right.
I'm ready for it.
Me too.
Well, Tom, we talk for about 24 minutes every week about the energy cleaner. My Christmas sale energy cleaners is in effect until midnight tomorrow night. That's $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and additional 10% off the entire order if you use PayPal. It's a great savings. And, Tom, we'd like to begin our conversations with our disclaimer, if you would, please.
Okay. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
This is the time of year when we talk about the miracle of the birth of Jesus Christ, and that's what the season's all about. The development of the energy cleaner, you can read this at my website. Mr. Lee Kroc was waked in the middle of the night by an angel. The angel gave detailed instructions on the energy cleaner, how to build the energy cleaner, what it was supposed to do, and so forth. And that angel's instructions resulted in an energy cleaner, which you manufacture and I sell, didn't they, Tom?
That's right. It was, when Lee first started, it was a very crude device, and he actually had to plug it into the wall as well as put batteries in it to power the electronics and all that. And I contacted Lee and asked him if he needed help turning that into a commercial product. Told him I had the manufacturing capabilities facility and could design it and take it from there. And he said, yeah, it really needs help. So here we are today, all these years later.
Right. Well, before we got involved, each unit was $3,000. They had a beautiful handmade Amish wood cabinet. And being plugged into the wall certainly added to the safety issues being a big issue, didn't it?
Yes, that was a problem because they were actually using them and putting that energy signal into hot tubs of water.
Whoa, baby.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I told him, there's no way I'm getting involved in that. And he says, oh, it works pretty good. I said, I'm sure it works, but until something goes wrong. So I wouldn't touch it. And I said, I'll redesign that thing and make it to where it's all self-contained, battery operated, and the batteries will last for a long, long time.
No, so I wouldn't want it. I would not get into a hot tub with any device plugged into the wall. There was a film, a Mel Gibson film titled What Women Want, where the beginning premises, Mel Gibson is slips on a floor and ends up in a regular bathtub with I think it was a hair dryer that electrocutes him. And I won't be a spoiler, but it's an interesting film, especially for men. Let's see. Well, Tom, you manufacture energy cleaners. I sell them all over the world. Literally all over the world. We make jokes about whether there are any at McMurdo Station in the Antarctic where 3,000 men and women are busy counting penguins and taking ice core samples, because we always know it takes 3,000 men and women to count penguins and take ice core samples. But there may be some units down there. We don't know. But I ship these all over the planet. A lot have gone to Australia. We have a lot of listeners in Australia. Some to New Zealand, a lot in Canada, to United Kingdom, mostly the English-speaking world. Occasionally third-world countries, which that's always a challenge, getting anything shipped safely to a third-world country, isn't it, Tom?
It is, and there are certain countries that it's not wise to even ship to. It'll never get there. It's stolen out of the postal system before it arrives.
Right, right. I don't know how a country can conduct business when the Postal Service is corrupt and employs a bunch of thieves. But that's a different story for a different day. We have new listeners every week. First of all, what the energy cleaner is not. The energy cleaner is not a TENS unit. The energy cleaner is not a Rife frequency generator. It's entirely different technology. Energy cleaner is a black plastic box with a carrying handle about the size of a cigar box, powered by 9 Dias and Delta flashlight batteries, so it can cause no harm. It has no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. Simply one place to plug in one wire, which ideally would be going to one of the mattress pads I offer for sale. And a LED lamp that alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. Could not be more simple, could it, Tom?
It's that simple. It's very simple. And once you have it set up, you really don't have to pay any attention to it for about a year. And on an annual basis, you should change the batteries. They could possibly leak. And, of course, that's any electronic device that has batteries in it long term. So that's about the only thing you have to do. And I tell people, if it's blinking, it's working. Just a little lamp on there that will give you a blink every 5 seconds, and it lets you know it's working.
I typically have and keep in my own home three different energy cleaners. One for my wife while she's working, another one on the bed, another one for travel or for the dog and the cat so they get the signal. And I put a paper tag on the side of it giving the change by date of the batteries so that all I need to do is look at it and I know it's time to change the batteries. So energy cleaner puts out what's called a healing electrostatic signal. That signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing sluggish cells back to normal function. We talk about two things, what the energy cleaner does. That would be pain mitigation. It could be arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. The other being getting a better night's sleep. Between those two issues, those two symptoms, pain and sleep, we're talking about half the adults in this country, aren't we, Tom?
That's true, John. And, you know, many times the underlying cause of the pain will take care of itself, too, and go away. And now there's no pain. There's nothing that caused the pain, and you're back to normal. We've seen that many, many hundreds and thousands of times.
Well, beginning soon, next month, which is only 10 days away or so, people start getting these catalogs, these beautiful seed catalogs with the full-color photographs of all the fruits and vegetables and ornamentals. And another bonus of the energy cleaner is it will help your vegetable garden and fruits have a larger and better harvest, won't it?
Yes, it will, and it's simple to do. In your garden plot, just put up some fence posts and suspend, you have to insulate it, make sure you use insulators. So electric fence components work really good for this. Any farm supply store has the equipment, parts, and everything that you need. But you get a roll of chicken wire and suspend that over the area where the plants are going. Get it as close to the plants as you can, but not touching the ground. If it does get ground, it won't hurt anything, but you do need to correct that. And you clip the energy cleaner cable onto that chicken wire grid, and it will make those plants grow a lot faster, and the vegetable production will be superior to a garden that doesn't have this. We call it encouragement, because it really encourages those plants to grow.
Absolutely. Well, we had one customer who grew ornamental flowers for competition and asked you to keep it secret that the energy cleaner helped the plants grow better, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Him and his wife really did some beautiful work with flowers, and they entered them in contests and state fairs, county fairs, all over the Midwest. And he did ask me not to talk about it. He said he doesn't need his competitors finding out about something like this. So, and you know, Lee Kroc himself grew some roses. We talked about it, and he tried it out. You know, I suggested that he might want to give that a try, and he did. And he grew some gigantic roses. They were beautiful. So Lee was experimenting with that, too.
Well, he was a busy guy, a small-town rich man. When he gave a Christmas dinner for his employees, how many employees did he provide dinner for?
We owned numerous companies. He owned a large construction company. They built roads, excavating. They built the county airport. He even built the building, the court annex building, where they were prosecuting him for practicing medicine without a license. Lee was a little bit of a free spirit, and he didn't think he could get in trouble for healing people the way he was, and he did. He talked too much. So I told him to zip the lips and he'd be better off, and he did, and it worked out a little better that way. But he built that building. He built probably 400 or 500 homes in that area, in that county. And then he had a grocery store. He told me his grocery store gross sales were $1.2 million a month. No Walmart in the county. He said we just had it to where they couldn't get in here. So there's never a Walmart. He owned a funeral home, a restaurant, a tire store, an auto maintenance place, and some other things, and a 1,500-acre farm. And that's where he built the lodge to learn about energy healing. And anybody that ever met him, just when they met this guy, he was like an old farmer, just a real nice guy, shake your hand and talk to you, and real kind, and he was very generous and just a really nice guy. You know, John, I did business with huge companies, gigantic companies in the past, but out of any customer I ever had, I have to put Lee Kroc way up at the top. He was a man of his word, and he paid. If he said he's going to pay you on a certain date or this or that, he did it. If he said he's going to do it, he did it.
Right.
When he said it,
right.
Somebody would heal, they healed. He really knew that it would work, and it worked for so many people that came there. But Lee passed on in March of 2010, and I always asked him, what do you want to happen with this when you're gone? And he said, well, I would hope that you would carry on and do it to the best of your ability as long as you possibly can, and that's what we're doing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, give people a short rendition on how they can use the energy cleaner to help their plants grow bigger and better. And everybody would like to hear that, Tom.
Well, I explained that a little earlier. Yeah, you just put the chicken wire grid over the where the plants are growing. Don't let the plants grow into it. If they do, they'll make a tangled up mess. They will grow faster, and you have to keep track of that. And on a regular basis, raise the level of that chicken wire so it doesn't touch the plants. If it does, not a big deal. You have to prune it, clean it out. It's just inconvenience, but it does happen.
Well, it'll ground out the signal, too, if it gets entangled.
Yes, but it won't hurt the energy cleaner, and
right.
It won't really hurt the plants, but it just makes a mess that you have to deal with, and it does tend to ground out the signal, and that's not what we want. So you have to keep an eye on that. And in a greenhouse, you can use similar methods. It works great. And in a, the ultimate, John, I believe, is a hydroponic greenhouse growing your vegetables year round. You could have a much better crop and production rate, and not only take care of your own needs, but in the times we live in, be very important to take those the excess vegetables that you don't need, and you would have quite a bit, and not a very big greenhouse. Doesn't take much of a greenhouse to produce quite a bit of vegetable produce, and you could take all this to the local farmers market and put a few dollars back in your wallet, and also help those in the local area with it could be an organic type greenhouse. People would take notice of this, and I think somebody doing this would do quite well.
Absolutely. Well, with the Christmas sale, and I can't possibly get any of these shipped to people in time for Christmas, but if you have somebody you care about who has issues with pain, issues with sleep, what a great gift for that person. Just go ahead and order it. I'll get it shipped out as quick as I can. You may want to just give them a Christmas card with a note that the energy cleaner is on the way, and I'll have the energy cleaner and mattress pad. I can ship it directly to that person that you want to help out. And one of our missions is to help people get their lives back, isn't it, Tom?
It is, and we've been doing this for a long time, and many people have really regained their health by using this technology, and they've contacted us and told us their stories, and it's just really sometimes very heartwarming to hear the success that they had, and then their neighbors and other family members find out about this. They see the improvement in this person, and they they contact us, and they'll contact us, and they want the same thing. They want it for themselves. So a lot of this happens word of mouth, and we just keep shipping them out.
Yeah, I would say my own experience is about half my sales are people that already bought one or more. And there was a great testimony at my website at thelibertyman.com. My friend Steve Whitman, he gives myself an injury cleaner credit for saving his life. That's very humbling. And he wrote a book, the second edition is out now. The title of it is Winning Life's Lottery. A great book. It's a true story. And this man was shot 3 times with a .45 caliber pistol, once in the right hand, twice in the chest, one bullet missing his heart by half an inch. The bullets went all the way through him, passed out the back side of his body, back out the back. And it's phenomenal what this man went through, and went on to completely recover and get his life back, didn't he?
Yeah, that's true. And that was quite a story. Probably the most dramatic story, you know, as far as feedback goes, we've ever heard. So
that's right. It began as a short article, and I said, Steve, you need to write an article, and it became a book. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information, from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Christmas spirit after hearing this beautiful music?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Absolutely. Well, so am I. It's good. As we get older, the whole Christmas season has different meanings for us as opposed to being children. It's a time to spend precious time with friends and family, isn't it, sir?
It is. That's what it's all about, yes.
Absolutely it is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last Thursday this year that Tom and I visit with you. We're hoping that you will have a great Christmas, a happy New Year. And the first Thursday of 2024, we'll be back getting information out, won't we, Tom?
Yes, sir. We'll be ready to go.
Now, you've had issues in the past with supplies of pieces of items to go into the energy cleaner. It's been a challenge getting the computer chips. That challenge continues, but you've always been able to meet the demand, haven't you, sir?
So far, I've been able to do it, and plenty of chips on hand now, but now it's the plastic materials. I buy the raw materials, John, and in fact, I even recently bought another turret lathe to make the connector where the output cable plugs in, because the supply of those is getting a little shaky. So I'm going to make them myself. And I hate to reinvent wheels, but sometimes that's what you have to do to keep the product rolling out the door. So
you're talking about the female end for the banana plug?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's such a common piece of equipment. I would think there wouldn't be any issues with that. I buy the male end to go with the mattress pads.
If you want to buy the Chinese versions of them, they're all over the place. They're junk, and I don't want to have to live with that, because when they break, then I got to deal with it. So I buy top end stuff, but it's actually to save money. I can buy the raw materials, the bars, and put them in the turret lathe and just make the parts, you know, and just make them. And then it opens up doors for other things that I have on the drawing board. So that's over this holiday break, I'll be installing that lathe. It's under a tarp right now, covered up, and it'll go in the workshop and set up next couple
All
of
right.
weeks.
Well,
so
thank you, Tom.
And then trying to get the plastic materials. I've got an order right now for 1,500 pounds of the plastic sheets that we used to make the cases out of, and it's not here yet, and it's making me nervous.
And that would make about 1,500 energy cleaners. It's about a pound per unit.
It'd make about four times that. The sheets are cut down into smaller pieces.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, the weight of the finished product is about a pound. That's all I know. So
that's right. That's right. But the sheets, when you do thermal forming, about half of the material goes to waste because it's just not all used up in the process. And I could tell you about what I have to do with that stuff. It's unbelievable. And it's not valuable enough to take back to recycle. Nobody wants it. It's terrible. It's really sad because I need a tractor trailer load of it to get any recyclers interested. Otherwise,
really?
It goes to the dump. I cut the edges off, and there's some still flat pieces there that don't get subjected to the heat. And I'm able to recycle those internally and make other parts. And that material will make the feedstock for the turret lathe to make the connectors. So, I use up as much of it as I possibly can and make it stretch the pennies.
Well, that's good to know, Tom, and we're happy to see that you're doing that. Well, once again, I want to wish you and yours a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and Tom, we look forward to having you back the first Thursday of January, sir.
Okay, John, thank you very much. Enjoy your Christmas, and we'll be talking with you soon.
Okay. Okay, about to wrap this show up. It's been a great show. We covered a lot of territory, as always. Tomorrow's show will be the last live show this year for me, and the Republic Broadcasting will be taking a break all week next week. And that's a good thing. We all need a break. But it's being motivated by economic necessity. If you like what you hear at Republic Broadcasting, please consider making a donation. You go to Republic Broadcasting's website. You can make your donation right there. There's an address in Round Rock, Texas, to mail a check or a money order. Everything is greatly appreciated.